Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was looking at Gronk, 2-0 advantage over the greats in the Super Bowls. So Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, Jason Witten, he's got the edge, 2-0 against all of those guys. Gronkowski, 4.6 receptions per game. Gates, Gonzalez, Witten averaged 4.7 yards per game. Gronk, more, 70 to 53. Receiving yards per season, Gronk, more, 897 to 831 for the greats. And then TDs, 9.5 for Gronk, 6.2 for the other greats. I mean, are you starting to look at this guy as like one of the greatest ever? Do you think he's one of the greatest tight ends ever?
I think he needs to put up just a couple of more really big years.
And then he's automatic. Hall of Fame.
Oh, well, I think...
He's going there anyway.
He still probably needs another couple huge years.
But you think he's still short of the greatest of all time?
Yeah, you know what it is? Tony Gonzalez has a lot of numbers, man. I mean, he did it for a long time, stayed relatively healthy. He's got a lot of big seasons under his belt. Gates has a lot. Gates has huge numbers too. But I think when Gronk's done, he'll have them all beat.
London and Sacramento, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my man?
Hey.
Just talking about Gronk. And I just had a quick opinion on it. You know, you're comparing him to, you know, him versus all the other all-time greats.
Right.
In my opinion, I think Gronk is the best tight end ever. I don't think he has the numbers, mostly because he gets hurt a lot. He's missed at least a season and a half of game time. But I think that if you match him up against any of those other guys, he is better in ability than any of those other guys. I don't know if he'll ever make those Tony Gonzalez numbers like your man was talking about, because he is always injured. But I think that pound for pound, Gronk is the best tight end to ever play the game.
Yeah, I don't think he'll reach Gonzalez's numbers. And I got to tell you, therefore, he's just never going to be better than him. That's it, right? I mean, let's not, like, waste any time here. If you have every record known to man at the position in the NFL and you cannot obtain those records – and you cannot pass those records, you're not better than the guy. That's that simple. It's like saying you're better than Jerry Rice. You got to put up his numbers.
Gonzalez missed like two games in like 15 years. Gonzalez. He missed two games in 15 years.
Right.
Gronk's hurt all the time.
Right.
I mean, Gronk gets hurt a lot.
Right.
So, I mean, Tony Gonzalez, you're talking about 1,300 receptions, 111 touchdowns. I mean, he's got numbers that are massive for a tight end. Now, Gates has more touchdowns than Gonzalez already.
What about Witten's numbers?
Witten, actually, reception-wise, he's got 1,100 career receptions, which, believe it or not, puts him fourth all-time in the NFL.
Do you think that Gronkowski's better than him?
No.
In his career, I don't either.
I mean, look, right now, if you're just looking hard numbers,
he could pass him, but I don't think he's there yet.
I don't think that Gronk is going to catch 1,100 balls in his career. He's just not. They're different types of players.
How many has he got now?
He's only caught 474 passes.
Yeah,
he's 28 years old.
He's only going to play if he has
76 touchdowns. Now, he has better playoff numbers than all these guys.
Do you think he'll play more than two more years?
Yeah.
You do?
There's still money to be made.
Right.
There's still money to be made. As long as he stays healthy, there's still money to be made.
But is there any thought that I think he's still into it.
He's 28 right now, and he's talked about retirement.
He's talked about it, and he's thought about it. Do you think that he's losing his interest in playing football?
Possibly.
Because he's into a lot of other things now, it would appear to me. Everyone's tagged him as this funny guy. He's now doing Tide commercials. He does everything. He's Mr. Party. But, you know, when he stops playing and all that stuff's going to dry up. Not the gigs. He might very well get commercials and do other stuff and acting and all the rest. He is funny. I'm just saying, people lose their funny when they're not playing anymore. Then no one cares about you. When you don't play, you don't matter. I mean, honestly, you can't just be some guy going around doing commercials, in my view, if you're not like irrelevant anymore.
Hasn't he said in the past that he doesn't even like need to cash his game checks? Like, he makes so much money on the side that that's what he lives off of,
right?
And he's just like banking all of his game checks.
Right.
So I think he's going to be just fine coin wise. And he's the type of guy who's going to have a lot of opportunities when he's done playing.
Doesn't he have crazy stuff that he does? Doesn't he do like a booze cruise or something?
Right, he's got his hands in a lot of cookie jars, there's no doubt. But all these guys, these great tight ends of all time,
right.
Gonzalez played till he was 37. Witten played till he was 35.
Do you think he'll ever play for another team?
Yes.
You think he'll leave the Patriots and play his final year for someone else?
Everyone always leaves except for Tom.
Except for Tom.
Honestly, look at it. Everyone always leaves.
Everyone. Mafia, do you think that...
When Bill's done with you, he's done with you.
Do you think Gronkowski will play his entire career in New England or will go somewhere else?
I could see him going somewhere else. Not to the Jets. I can't see that. I don't think they're going to give him the money that he would want. What I could see happening, which probably sounds crazy, but...
But they're willing to give Khalil Mack what he wants, but not Gronkowski?
Big difference between a guy who's going to be a pass rusher and going to set the tone for your defense and a tight end who's going to miss half the season. I think what I can see Gronk doing since he's talked about retirement.
So you think he misses half the season every year?
Just about. I mean, he's at least 4 or 5 games out every year, isn't he?
Pretty much. He misses at least a quarter of the season.
Since 2011, he's played 16 games, 11 games, 7 games, 15 games, 15 games, 8 games, 14 games.
So he either plays most of them or half. Right? He's either healthy and he plays all of them, or he plays 8.
Yeah. I mean, look, two of the last 6 years, he had big injuries that cost him a lot of time.
So,
wouldn't surprise me if at some point, I could even see him maybe when Tom Brady's done like in a year or two saying, you know what, maybe it's time for me to go too, sitting out for a year and then letting his body heal up and deciding he misses it and comes back and plays for another team after that.
Who, Gronkowski?
Gronk, yeah.
So you're saying that he will quit and then come back?
I could see that happening. With all the injuries, like he takes a year off because he thinks, my body can't hold up. And then he heals up, because he's not getting the same grind every day and then decides to come
back. He's always said that he only is happy when he's healthy. When he plays healthy, he loves playing football. When he plays injured, he hates it.
He's going to be a very interesting case when his career is over because he's not going to make the numbers that these other guys have. His playoff numbers are monster. I mean, he's got 12 career playoff touchdowns.
Right.
He's got and it's gonna be one of those ultimate cases.
Do you remember that fourth down catch he made in Denver?
Unbelievable.
That was the greatest catch I ever saw. Fourth down and like 12. What was it? He caught that bomb.
He's gonna be one of these classic guys that does his small sample size that's gonna be so good. Is that gonna be enough to put him in, like, to, let's say, to the Hall of Fame over? Along with guys who had longer careers with bigger numbers.
I think he gets into the Hall of Fame based on his postseason numbers alone.
Now, look, he's 28 years old. He might be healthy for all we know for the next 4 years and put up more and more and more numbers. And if he keeps playing with Tom, we don't know how much longer Tom's going to play.
Tom's
we don't know if he's
going to
go anywhere
70.
Else. But you look at it on the surface now, if he stays healthy for another 3 or 4 more years, he's a lock.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.